Every day I'm shuffling.
Broadcasting from atop the Hensler Financial Building in the heart of Georgia's financial district, Kennesaw, Georgia. Ted Parrish. Bill Lako. This is Money Talks.
We left you out, Doctor.
Yeah, it's all right.
It's a mutiny.
I can live with it. By the way, if somebody wants to ask us a question, how would they go about that?
It's tax season. What? We talked about this last week.
How would they go about that?
You call us at... You can email us at drgene@hensler.com.
Yes.
Or you can call us inside the local area, 770-429-9166, or...
Toll free,
855-429-9166. There you go.
Okay. Plus, tweet.
Facebook,
all that
LinkedIn.
Kind of stuff. All right.
Yep.
Okay. Let me
We're
see.
We're everywhere.
Everywhere.
Okay. Everywhere.
Ubiquitous.
All right. Mitch Hadley from Noonan. My wife and I have been discussing our money and our children. We got a 6-year-old and a 10-year-old. At what point should kids get control of their money?
Never.
Oh, I got an answer for that.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I'm sitting at the foot of the mast.
Okay, here you go. This was something that my wife came up with for my son. When he was 12 or 13 years old, we sat down and we gave him a budget. Okay, otherwise, here's an allowance that you have. That's X amount of dollars or stuff like that. This is X amount of money we're going to spend on clothes for the year. Okay. So maybe that's $1,200 or whatever mm-hmm. it amounts to, and this is this, and this is this, and whatever, and here's your budget. And we open a checking account. I don't know if we can still do that for a kid today, but I think we can if we sign for it.
Yeah.
And we deposited a check in there every month. Don't come to me for any money. You've got it. Stuff like that.
How old was he?
12.
Okay.
And it worked out great. I'll tell you how it worked out. It would be, of course... A kid would never think of spending his $100 clothing allowance on underwear and socks. Mm. So happy birthday, son. Here's some underwear and socks. Merry Christmas, son. Here's some underwear and socks.
Made shopping a little easier for y'all, didn't it?
So, but I'm very serious. It'd be none of this constant stuff where kids are saying, oh, there's a special thing at school or stuff like that. Well, I can understand there's a special thing at school, but if you sit down and work out a budget with your kid, he understands the value of money, and that did him well all through his rock and roll years and everything else like that.
Yeah.
It made a lot of sense. So as soon as you think they're capable of handling that, I think at 10 and 6, they're probably a little too young. But obviously, if they get an allowance, you make a clear demarcation what allowance covers.
I'd just be
well,
afraid.
And you could go one step further, because the one thing I remember being taught when I was in high school was – 10% of all you earn is yours to keep. So if you just say that every time you get paid. So you give them a dollar, take 10 cents away, and put it in piggy bank.
Yeah.
Or in the bank.
Right.
You know. And, we for a long time, used to do the one stock scenario. And we still do some of that at Christmas time where clients will buy one share of stock for the grandkids, Disney, McDonald's, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden they start getting interested in the, you know, in the companies. Now, they don't make certificates anymore, so it's a little bit more...
Not as much fun as it used to be.
Right. So, but that, you know, to your point, the sooner you make them financially literate, the better.
Yep. Mm. Okay. So, if you've got that rug rat of yours on any kind of a budget?
Yeah, he gets an allowance, and, you know, I make him save up for the...
Miles is how old?
He's 12. I'm going to do exactly what you just said, starting probably over spring break, but, you know, I give him money, and he saves it up for games or whatever that he wants, and one day he had a wallet full of money. He's one little tight joker, you know. I was always afraid if I gave him a bunch of money, he would have a case of sour straws or something, or Twizzlers. But he actually...
That's probably Twizzlers,
He's pretty frugal. Nothing. But he gorges on
all right. Good.
Candy.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.